Welcome everybody to episode 25, So You're Gonna Die, or if you're following the Red Wings jersey for the numbers, it's a Darren McCarthy episode, one of my favorite Red Wings. People here in Colorado Springs don't like him so much because he beat the living shit out of Claude Lemieux one day. The personification of evil that was Claude Lemieux. And so Darren, he also scored one of the most iconic goals of my Red Wings fandom. The game winner of Game 4 against the Philadelphia Flyers, and it was a beautiful goal, so everyone can check that out. It is episode 25, or a Darren McCarthy. Well, we are listening to, during this, which is always, I'm sure, super annoying for people, but I like music in the background, and this is, I can't pronounce this guy's name, he's Finnish, but the name of his album is called Chaos Magic, and I think everyone should check it out. Check out some Finnish musician. It's pretty good. I cannot pronounce his name. I couldn't pronounce Finnish to save my life. Like, his first name is Jacko. It's got two A's and two K's, and then the rest of it I can't get. But anyway, that's the music that's going on. It is, of course, it's like January 17th. It's a Wednesday. A lot has happened since the last recording. In Detroit sports, which is another thing that people have to sit through in the very beginning of this podcast. Of course, the University of Michigan won the national championship. Oh, yeah. That's been fun. Another amazing thing has happened is the Detroit Lions not only won the NFC North, they also just played a home playoff game and won the first time since 1991. So, holy shit. I think the Pistons won like their fourth game of the season. That's not good. Red Wings are in the hunt. The Red Wings are in the hunt, you know, and they're in the wild card right now if it would start today. And so they overcame some injuries and still got some goalie injuries to have to overcome, so enjoy your Detroit Red Wings too, everybody out there. Since, you know, again, the last time, last episode, it's been a while. I don't know. It's been a few weeks. Still have a broken arm. Unfortunately, I have to have surgery on the arm. The brace that they gave me didn't work. I've got cancerous humerus. And the humerus did not want to join back together on their own. So I have to go in and have an operation done on the on Monday following this podcast. I was supposed to have one the day before this podcast, but I need four surgeons that are going to be performing the surgery. And one of them got sick. And so I was pushed back to Monday morning to have it. And the surgery itself isn't that, I guess the surgery is kind of complicated for a broken arm because you're going to need four goddamn surgeons to pull it off. It's mostly just putting in a rod in my arm and putting the rod next to a cancerous bone, and that's never a good thing. So they're gonna do that as skillfully as they possibly can and as quickly as safely possible to do too, because the real danger is to put me under. It'll be my 55th operation and my body and it's not good for surgeries, but this has to happen, so that's what's gonna happen. And of course it's been for me a journey of taking the seriousness of the operation, which is unfortunately going to be a 50-50 proposition. And that's never good, you know, but it's not the only time I've ever had a 50-50 proposition of a surgery. Of all the 54, we're all that way anyway. It's also been a different thing for me because all of my surgeries I've done by myself, and I don't live by myself anymore. I mean, I live alone in a studio apartment here in Colorado Springs, but I don't live by myself. I haven't lived by myself for quite some time, thank God. There's people in my life that of course, family that everyone has, but my family has a hard history of coming together. So it's important, you know, that I've gotten this opportunity at least to tell people that are in my life how much they mean to me, how important they are. And it, you know, it's crazy that sometimes, you know, maybe I'm just a bad human being, but it's crazy to me sometimes, like, we don't think about telling our loved ones or family or friends that are important just to us, how important they are. You know, I get used, like everyone just gets used to life as life is, no matter, you know, my life's pretty hard right now and has been for at least 2 months, harder than it needed to be, that's for certain, harder than I wanted it to be. I mean, we weren't going to be, I have tumors on this arm, but they weren't going to operate on them because it was too dangerous, but now they have to. So, you know, life is harder than it needs to be at times. Then that gets me to, like, think about then people in my life, you know, like, to always think about our mortality and then the people around us, you know. We always hear, like, when tragedy happens and somebody's posting on social media now and we're all about social media. I mean, for the love of God, I have a podcast that hardly anyone listens to, but it wasn't meant for mass consumption. Like, the fact that I can have a podcast is pretty crazy. But so, like, something happens, tragedy, everyone's like, you know, make sure you tell your children you love them, hug them dear, and all this other stuff. I'm not saying that people don't do that, but to the degree that I've had to think about it for the solid last 2 weeks, makes me sad that I didn't live that way before, if that makes any sense. I want to tell people how important they are is important. And I get a lot back from friends like, hey, I'm important too. And I think everyone, I mean, these people have touched my life, so that means obviously my life has touched them in some way. Let's hope in a positive manner. But all these people have touched my life in a positive manner, and I haven't, you know, I don't have a long list of enemies, which is crazy to me. I'm sure there's people that aren't going to be, you know, shed a tear if this surgery goes sideways, but there's just a long list of people that I know on a daily basis, even if I don't talk to them, have touched my life in such a way because of who they are. Not what they've done for me or anything like that. It's just who they are, their spirit in the world. And I don't know why we don't do that. Maybe I don't know why I don't do that. Maybe everyone's doing it and I don't know that everyone's doing it, you know? And that's been the experience so far. It's been like 6-7 years since my last operation, which was removal of my part of my 5th and 6th vertebrae for a tumor. And that went pretty well, actually. So it's weird to me how I have developed throughout the years just like robotic motion when it comes to medical situations that are pretty serious. But I don't have to freak out about them, if that makes any sense. And I don't really know how to say it other than freak out. Maybe that's not the right terminology, but I'm not good at it right now. So instead, I know the seriousness of what has to happen, but mostly I'm thinking about the recovery that has to happen after the surgery and looking forward to that and newfound freedom that has happened because of the situation that I'm in, to kind of like look at life in a different way. I've been, you know, everyone gets used to whatever their life is, and I'm no different. And I get used to the pain in bone cancer, and I get used to some of the solitariness of, I don't know if that's a word, that comes from it. And this situation that I'm in now, in the last couple months, has taught me that I let the world close in on me, you know, so it's woken me up to that, and that's a good thing. I've been woke. Yeah, by the way, being woke's not a bad thing. Everybody might want to look that shit up. Understanding your surroundings and your place in it is, why is that a bad thing? And it doesn't even ask you to force anyone to do that either. It asks you to do it your goddamn self. So anyway, there's a lovely tangent. People lost some listeners after that one. I lost some listeners after the countdown of Michigan championship at the Detroit Lions, and now a couple of statements on being woke. It's probably lost some people. Another thing that's been very clear to me from the people in my life, which I don't have the ability to really experience true spiritual experiences without other people. I can't sit down and pray for myself and pray about a situation. And I believe in prayer. So, spoiler alert for anyone. If you're listening to this and don't believe in prayer, don't worry about it. It's okay. You don't have to believe in prayer. A lot of my life, I didn't believe in prayer myself, but I found it to be a very useful tool to help me in the very moment of whatever's going on in my life where I need to pray, where I can just take a deep breath. And for me, my prayer is just this. It truly is. Thy will not mine be done. I am kindergartenish in prayer, and if I go beyond kindergartenish, I end up fucking it up. Because I end up turning prayer into a selfish exercise of just make me feel better about the situation, as opposed to realize that I'm in a situation and that's okay. And that personally for me and only for me, my God has my back and I'm going to be okay and I can get through things. And then I can start seeing where I can be of use in this world, as opposed to where my brain tells me that I'm a burden, and I'm not a burden at all. I'm a burden only to myself. And so I've learned that I was in a little bit of a, that I put a limit on my spiritual development, and that needs to change, you know. And other people have come into my life, you know, of course everyone who's listening to this podcast knows I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that a large portion of that means I have to work with other people like myself. And even after I found out that that I'm going to have a surgery that's pretty serious, it could go poorly, another person reached out for help that I could help. And that's a blessing, you know. And anything that any human being can do to get out of themselves and help their fellow human beings, however it is that they are specialized in, I don't give a fuck what it is. Man, that's a journey you should take. No matter how annoying you think the journey may be, I would take it. Mine just happens to be helping other alcoholics, and it's quite the journey that has done amazing. It's allowed me to be the crappy member of my family that I continue to be. Maybe crappy is just because, maybe that's not the right wording. The antisocialness of my family is hard to shed at times still, you know, but that's okay. You know, I keep trying, because I enjoy the results. I enjoy now being in a family, even though it's really incredibly, some of them laugh because it's still so fractured, and it won't be healed in my lifetime. Not that I'm dying on Monday. If I live to be 100, it might not be healed. But I'm not going to cause any more goddamn fractures myself. So, and that's what helping these people has done for me. It has allowed me to. There's a line in the manual of Alcoholics Anonymous that says that we sometimes get lost, and we don't see the beauty of the forest because of the ugliness of a tree. Now, we didn't come up with that line. That line's been said a lot throughout the years in many different forms, the idea of it even, and the actual statement. And I get caught in on the ugliness of a tree that can be in my life, and I forget that my day is filled with a beautiful forest. There's In my particular case, I am surrounded by a bunch of people who are trying incredibly hard to overcome an illness that has caused them great harm and the people around them great harm, and they're just like attacking it, you know, and everyone's at different levels of it, and everyone's trying different things, different ways of life, I guess, different areas of life, I should say. And I get to watch that, and man, I don't have to worry about mine at all. I do get lost in thought here about the operation that's coming up because of what I'm going to miss. That's how it attacks me. It doesn't attack me and what's going to happen if I die. I actually don't give a fuck. Which anyone who's religious who just heard that's going, well, there's, you know, there's very distinct things that'll happen if you die. I just don't believe any of those kinds of things. And you know what? We'll find out whatever that day happens. I don't think it's going to be on Monday. I think I'm just going to have an annoying fucking operation. I can, like, it's how I live today is, I think, for lack of better terminology, heaven on earth. I can get lost in the ugliness of the tree and forget that the forest around me is people. And I don't have to have, like, amazing events happen. They can, but I don't have that. I can just have a simple thing of someone having a victory over something in their life that's been trying to kill them their entire time, and they have a what they think is a small victory, but it's a huge goddamn victory, and I get to see it, and I'm like, okay, all right, what am I doing with my gift on life? You know, I can't. This podcast's point was really, I was trying to interview people about different world religions and kind of make a point that we're all the same, but can't get a lot of people in the world's religions to come talk to me. I don't know. Maybe we're not all the same. I don't know. And it ended up being like this stupid, like kind of a journal podcast for my family because I do have this stupid illness, and at any moment I could stroke out, and that'd be that. And I just want them to be able to hear, you know, some things of what's in my heart. And more importantly, anyone who's listening, this is even not my family or friends, just anyone at all, I hope that it gets someone to just look inside themselves and whatever it means to them. I am by no means an expert in fucking anything, or am I trying to tell people what to do. I'm trying to explain what I've done and how this other way works so much better for me, and under conditions that I would consider rather rough. I was listening to or watching a documentary on Norm Macdonald, who, fantastic comedian, who died not that long ago from a cancer. No one knew about it and all that. He actually said it was courageous to him to not talk about his cancer, and I get that because he was saying that people that can do it now. I think he was also talking about celebrities, which I'm not a celebrity, so. I don't think I qualify for what he was talking about, but he made me think about it, where they're like, you know, come on, and they woe is me kind of thing, and I hope that's not what comes through with this podcast. I want to openly and honestly talk about my illness for one thing, because I went through most of this by myself, and that was incredibly damaging, and I don't want to see anybody do that in their own lives. I've also found out that people want to know what's going on with people when you care about them, no matter what it is. Because again, I didn't, and he says this too, he didn't want to be a burden. And that's the part that kind of like, yeah, well, that's not good. Because I can think about this and by myself, and I will think about it today that I am being a burden, of which I'm not. And at all, people want to know. Because I want to know what's going on in their lives. Why, you know, if you have friends and you don't want to know what's going on in their lives, then, man, what kind of friend is that? You know, I can't decide what other people do, and I gotta let everyone do whatever they want to do, and that's acceptance and whatever. But I get a full vote what I do. and my measuring stick is my father. And I want none of those qualities to come out. And they're in me, so I don't want any of those qualities to come out. And if they do, then I got some fucking work to do. Because those qualities are just nothing but destructive and hurtful. Chaos is all it is. And I want none of that. The other thing, Ben, is I have got people in my life who have genuinely tried in their lives, through mistakes too, to just be useful. And they seem incredibly contented. I'm never searching for happiness, but I'm sure searching for contentment. And contentment's a pretty good deal. And I'm having contentment at times now, but, you know, I was prepared to have the surgery on Monday when they told me that that was not going to happen. I was like, damn it. Because I was like, let's just get this fucking over with. What's one more week? Well, you know, it's one more week for some of my friends and loved ones to process some things and maybe tell me some things that has come into their minds, and I can listen to that. And that's not hurtful or whatever. I can tell you, having a completely snapped humorous all the time is not operative to, like, walk around your apartment, whatever, or anything for that matter. Although, I'm going to be cutting this off pretty soon because I've got a pizza from Walmart coming. I'm going to try to make a pizza with one hand, and it's gonna be a disaster. But that's okay. What else do I have to do? That's the episode. Maybe I'll make one before Monday morning. I don't know. Maybe something else might come into my mind. I don't know. But episode 25 of Darren McCarthy, man. Awesome. Awesome Red Wing member. And I hope everyone is off to an amazing new year. I know my sports teams are. Go Blue! Go Lions! Everyone out there that is friends and family of me, I love you. And thanks for loving me every day, in spite of me being me. And anyone who's listening who doesn't know me, well, I don't know. I'm trying to be less antisocial, so I can't say I love you yet. But I'll try not to make your life harder if we ever come in contact. So thanks for listening.